Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show. Before we get to today's episode, I want to chat about our sponsor today. Our sponsor is Epigraph Literary Festival, which is a three-day virtual event that introduces readers to authors with new and upcoming books and hosts genre and lifestyle theme sessions. We host a spring and summer festival in April or a fall and winter festival in September. You won't want to miss our happy hour sessions at the end of each day of the festival. And if you're a deal for a good time spending time with book people, you won't want to miss it. So you can join us on April 27th to the 29th by registering at epigraphlitfestival.com. If you miss the festival, you can catch the replays and you can find the link at epigraphlitfestival.com, or you can join us in the next festival. So now let's get to today's show. Hi, Willow. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a pet mama. I'm a mama of two grown kids. One is 24 and one is 18. And my husband and I have been married for a long time, celebrating our anniversary this month. And I just love to write and read. I'm a readaholic.
So what kind of books do you tend to read? Do you tend to read romance or is it other genres? Or
I do mostly read romance. I love thrillers too, so I read a lot of those. I like women's fiction. A variety.
It is okay. We'll talk about some book recommendations later on, but let's talk about like your upcoming release. You had a couple books released this past year, so let's talk about Summer Nights and Autumn Nights because it's coming on audio, so might as well.
Yes, Summertime. It came out the end of last year. I did it on Bella.
Yep.
I second guessed myself first, and then released it, and then Autumn Nights came out January 5th. And yeah, this spinoff series is the Landmark series, and that the first one of that, Unforgettable, comes out April 20th.
All right. So talking about Bella, what was the process of writing? Because I know that's like a whole different, that's a serial. It's a chapter by chapter. Did you write them? Did you have them written beforehand, or were you writing them like on a weekly cadence and then sharing it to the audience?
I feel like you can kind of tell the difference in when you read the book of my process kind of, because it is very, it just feels like you're watching a show kind of. Mm-hmm. It, every chapter ends on a cliffhanger of sorts. And I did write it mostly, I think like two chapters a week. I kind of got a head start where I had a little bit of momentum and then just kept it going until I finished it. And I feel like you can kind of tell that it was a little different process for me. Mm-hmm. Than just writing.
Yeah.
A novel.
So what made you decide to try out this kind of,
I think it was a new thing and I wanted to try it. I had heard good things about, like Kiss and Radish, and thought, well, since I have most of my books in Kindle Unlimited, I would try the Amazon version. And mm-hmm. So I tried it. I feel like there's not much out about it. There hasn't been much of a push or anything. So I don't know that I'll do it again, but that book is actually it's still up as a full book on Bella. So
this is good to know. Yeah, I actually had another author who walked me through Kindle Bella, I think, and like the whole process. I'm fascinated because Amazon, like, they released it, they did some push at the beginning, but they haven't promoted it. And it's very hard to understand the coin system, like the process, and like, you get free coins and you get this, But you kind of have to, and you don't know how long the chapters are or like how long the whole process is going to look like. So
And I think it since it every chapter is different for everybody, so I think it you never know like how many coins will be a chapter if they write longer chapters, so it's confusing,
it
but
is. Yeah. Well,
thought I
you
would
give it a
try.
try. You give it a try. And so it's just an opportunity. And now you have it, you have summer nights and it's going to be in audio. So it's very exciting.
Yes, I'm happy about that.
Awesome. So let's chat about Unforgettable. What is the elevator pitch?
Well, it is okay. So for Autumn Nights, there's a brother in there, and his name is Jameson. So we meet him in Autumn Nights, but he moves to a small town in Colorado. And so it starts out with this really amazing connection with Jameson and Scarlett, although we don't exactly know who they are when it begins, but they just have this. He's having a really amazing day. She's having a really horrible day. And they meet in a hotel bar over drinks and connect and have a one night stand, which is a little bit of a different thing for both of them, but it's just unforgettable. And then they part ways, not expecting to ever see each other again. And when they do, it's not great given the circumstances. So,
Okay, more will be real.
yes.
So I've been asking this question to a lot of the authors who have been on the show who have like a healthy backlist. What kind of books after reading, Summer Nights, Autumn Nights, and Unforgettable, what other books they should read from your backlist? Like, where are good places to get started?
Well, I've always liked to start at the beginning, which would be True Love Story, but that book can kind of scare some people off a little bit. So I have more on the lighter side that with co-writes that I wrote with Laura Pavlov, the G.D. Taylor series. So they're more of a rom-com. There's still drama and intense feelings going on, but they're more on the funny side. And then True Love Story and my earlier books are more on the angsty, emotional, kind of not roller coaster in a bad way, but sometimes
Yeah, it's
the
like you take us on
curvy
a
way.
journey. You take us on a journey and it's like wrecked us apart, but then we'll put it back together.
I will put it back together. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, what I can attest, your cover and work with Laura is like such a chef's kiss. It's like it's just fun. They're like fun
Oh,
to
thank
just like
you.
indulge and like it's a nice little palate cleanser. Kind of like you need a break from reality. Let me just enjoy
Yes.
this, you know?
It I
So.
do love to read things like that when I've read back to back
Yeah.
angst.
Yeah.
If you need that series is great for that.
Yeah.
And
So.
then when you need some angst in your life, read True Love Story.
That's where I'm in an angsty era, so I think I'm gonna read that just like, probably next.
Okay.
Bumping that up. I'm like, just emotionally wreck me. That sounds good, you
All
know.
right. Please don't hate me after.
No, it's okay. Therapy told me that I need to go like feel my feelings. So
Okay.
this is like what I'm looking for in my entertainment.
Perfect.
So, well, tell us. So what kind of do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
Well, I have been on an Elizabeth O'Rourke kick. I had sort of forgotten how much I love her books. I did a podcast back in the day myself, and I had interviewed her, fell in love with the book that she had written at that time. And then my TBR list, as all of ours are, it's endless. So I had kind of forgotten how much I loved her books. And so I had some catching up to do, and I love her books. So I think maybe a favorite is The Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. I love one. And then I'm also obsessed with Jewel E. Ann. I love her. I love her as a human, and I love her books. And I read Before Us recently. Mm-hmm. Loved it so much. And of course, Laura Pavlov. I'm obsessed with her and all her work. I love her series and the way she can just rope you into a small town family that you feel like you're part of them and you know them and you just want to be with them.
Yeah.
I love that about her books. So
yeah, I would say like Into the Tide is great. Or even the Honey Mountain series is just like a great, you know, great starter. You know?
Yes. Yes.
Into the small town world. Like if you're in your small town era, you're like, okay, where do I go next? I'm like, mm-hmm. Give Laura a chance, you know?
Yes. So good.
Yeah. And then Jewel is like, basically, I love that she writes in different genres, but I love that she can write emotionally, you know, heartbreaking stories that will rip you apart and then bring you back together.
She can really push buttons and hit the topics that not every reader puts up with mm-hmm. in an author. And I feel like she does it so well and people still read her, which is kind of miraculous because readers aren't so forgiving for every author to do that. So it's remarkable.
So good. So tell us where you can find you online.
I like Instagram and I have a group on Facebook too. Astors and Facebook page, all those things. TikTok, I try, but I'm struggling there.
It is so good. So thank you, Willow, for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyournextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with a free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro FM for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyournextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.